Our focus this morning will actually be on that first reading we heard from the letter of 2 Peter, the first chapter, which, if my bookmark is in the right place, may be found on page 1222, 1222, 2 Peter, chapter 1, the first reading which we heard. Now, today is the first Sunday of 2015. As you look back on the year which you've just had, I wonder what challenges you have faced particularly, and also what you are especially thankful for from 2014. Hope there would be many things that we could think of. And then as we look ahead to the year coming up, I wonder what challenges you expect, particularly in your life as a Christian, a follower of Jesus. What might the challenges be this year? And I wonder what hopes you have as well for the year ahead. As a Christian, what do you hope for this coming year? Well, as a one-off this week, we're looking at the start of the letter of 2 Peter. The epistles are treasures. In them, the apostles, inspired by the Holy Spirit, give teaching on how to live by faith day to day. And I want to see just two things from the wonderful reading we had today. The first is a promise for us in the difficulties that we might face in the year ahead. And the second is a challenge to inspire us as we start 2015. So first then, the promise. And that is that in Christ we have all we need for life and godliness. We see this promise in verse 3. His divine power, that is, the Lord Jesus' divine power, has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Now, life here is life with God, now and forever. And godliness, well, godliness is saying no to what is wrong, being different from the world around us when it rejects God. And godliness is sharing more and more in the love and goodness of the Lord Jesus, which was so attractive. Now, this is a wonderful promise for the believer as we start the new year. In Christ, we have all we need for life and godliness. It's not promising, of course, that we will have all that we want in the new year, nor is it promising that the year will be easy. We know we may face great difficulties and sadness. But the promise is, in whatever we face, we will have in Christ all we need for life and godliness. All we need to be godly in any and every situation. I was shown a few years ago the emergency survival equipment given to naval aviators from the old USSR and from the United Kingdom, from our country. This was the emergency equipment they would have if they had to land in the sea unexpectedly. Now, the Russian survival equipment appeared to consist of three bars. A bar of food, a bar of fuel, and I think the third one was a bar of soap. Not exactly what you would hope to have in an emergency situation. By contrast, the UK survival equipment for our brave pilots was not one, but two self-inflating life rafts, plentiful rations, a device for converting salt water into fresh water, foil tin blankets, a radio beacon for calling for help, and much more besides. You see, in the UK emergency equipment, you had everything you needed. Everything you needed for health and safety down on the sea. Well, as we try to live for God down here on earth, it can feel like we're left with that old Russian equipment. It can feel like we don't have enough. But the truth is, and the promise of Scripture here, is that in Christ, we have the UK equipment. We have all we need for life and godliness down here on earth. Christ has given us the forgiveness that brings us back to God. We have his teaching to guide us. We have his example and his promises to inspire us. And we have the work of his Spirit in our hearts to change us from within. It's a wonderful promise for the believer in Christ. Come what may this year, we have all we need for life and godliness. The verse also shows us where it is that we find these resources. The verse shows us where to look for this all we need to be godly in any and every situation. Let me read verse 3 once again. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. We find all we need through our knowledge of Jesus. Now, don't misunderstand this. Knowledge in the Bible is relational. So not just knowing about Jesus, but also knowing him personally. Now, imagine if I read Hello magazine on a weekly basis. Does it come out weekly? Weekly basis? Monthly basis? Weekly, I think. Hello magazine, source of your celebrity information. If I had the time to read that magazine, which I would like, I could know a lot of information about celebrities. I could know where George Clooney goes to eat, where he does his shopping, what he wears. Now that's knowing information about him. But George Clooney's mum, his wife, his friends, they don't just have information about him. They know him personally. They can say, George Clooney, I know him. Well, if Christ has come into our lives as Saviour and Lord, we can say, Jesus Christ, yes, I know him. Now, this talk of relationship with Christ can sound extremely vague. But to help us, I was chatting to a lady last week who said that she wanted to grow in her knowledge of Christ, her relationship with him. And so she was gradually reading through one of the Gospels, little by little. And as she read through gradually, she was asking herself each time, what do I learn here about Jesus as a person? How does he treat people? What demands does he make? What promises does he give? And then in her daily life, she was thinking in each challenge she faced, what would Christ want me to do now? And she was asking him for his help. And she was finding that his help was real. In this way, we find that the Jesus of the Gospels is with us day by day. In this way, we grow in our knowledge of him. So this is the great and precious promise for believers as we start the new year with what difficulties it may face. We have that United Kingdom equipment. Think back to that example. We have everything we need for life and godliness. Where do we find it? In our knowledge of Christ, in a close walk with him, as that lady I mentioned was doing. So that's the promise. Let me mention as well the challenge which we find in these verses for the new year, the challenge Peter gives his readers. The challenge is to keep growing as Christians. Don't stand still in your faith, Peter says. Keep growing. We see this in verse 5. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control. And to self-control, perseverance. And to perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. Peter challenges his believing readers to make every effort, to strive vigorously, to add these qualities to their faith. So he says, make every effort to add to your faith goodness. It's very general, isn't it? In all we do, seeking to bring out the good. And to goodness, add knowledge, understanding about Jesus, and close walk with him as well. Peter continues, and to knowledge, add self-control. Self-control, being able to say no to the sin we want to do, going ahead and doing the good, even when it's hard for us to do it. And to self-control, add perseverance, so that our faith continues. And to perseverance, add godliness, imitating Christ in his love and goodness. And to godliness, add brotherly kindness. That's affection within the Christian family, which works out in practical help. And to brotherly kindness, he says, add love. the crowning quality, should be shown not just to those who love us, but even to those who rub us up the wrong way, in love, wanting and working, even for their best interests. So Peter's challenge to his readers is that we keep growing as Christians as we add these qualities in increasing measure. I met this last week some friends who've just had a newborn baby, and I was reminded how important growth is for a new baby. In fact, I think they come and weigh your baby in your house, is that still correct? And maybe they come every month, perhaps to start with, they even come every week. That's how important growth is for a newborn baby. They come and weigh the baby, and if the baby's not growing, well, something's wrong, and action is taken, help is brought. It's quite different, of course, for growth in an adult man. If an adult man weighs himself and finds that he's not growing, it's considered to be a relief, not a problem, especially at this time of year. Well, what Peter is saying here is that for the believer, growth as a Christian is as important as growth as a baby. He's saying, keep growing. That's why he says in verse 8, if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he's short-sighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. So let me ask, what helps you grow as a Christian? Maybe it's being part of church regularly, here or elsewhere. Maybe taking time in the week to pray, to read in the Bible. Perhaps it's being part of a small group. And as we've seen, at the heart of all growth is knowledge of Jesus Christ, walking closely with him, coming back to him again and again, and saying, Lord, I turn away from you far too often, but teach me how to grow. And we find when we do that, that Christ is the one who forgives, but also the one who challenges the complacent, who strengthens the weak and enables us to grow as we walk closely with him. So as we begin the new year, we have in this passage a very precious promise. Whatever difficulties we may face, in Christ, through our knowledge of him, we have all we need for life and godliness. And also a serious challenge in these verses to keep growing as Christians. So my hope for the year ahead is that for us individually and for us as a church, 2015 would be a year of knowing and growing. We may have many helps and many hopes for the year coming up. Success for ourselves, our families, hopes for our health. We have hopes perhaps for our church, progress in the building plan and in other projects. But perhaps more important than all of those hopes is the prayer that this would be for us a year of knowing, walking closely with Christ, and a year of growing in godliness. I'm going to leave us a quiet moment now, just for quiet prayer as we look to the year ahead. The final verse of 2 Peter says this, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Amen.